This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here at my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now from wherever they might happen to be, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to all those people working the third watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the waitresses working in the all-night truck stops, appreciate it very much. The Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska. Going to get a little rough for them, as well as the Gulf of Mexico. And up in the northern tundra up there, Wyoming and Montana, with the fracking up there, that's going to get rather rough. Plus, to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, you guys are going to be busy. 12.3 million barrels a day, huh? Raising the output. And don't forget our Merchant Marine there, too. Now, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and at Captain's America on Twitter. Joining us right now, Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook. And good morning, Ron Edwards.
Good morning, sir.
That was done for flipping. He likes that. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president gave a big speech last night. Very important things he talked about. The World Health Organization declared a pandemic around the world. Things are getting real right now. What say you?
Yeah, it is real. It's a situation. It's in over, I believe, 100 countries right now. The good news is that I think that in time we will get this thing under control. Israel and the United States are both working on vaccinations for this situation. And I think that with encouragement, and I don't mean just words, but I mean, hopefully the government, the United States government, will make incentives or create incentives, lowering regulations or whatever they have to do to bring more of the drug manufacturing back to this country. We can have things more readily available and under the standards of the United States. And so I did watch the president's speech last night. It was an encouraging speech. There wasn't a whole lot of definitive actions, but I think the president showed good leadership in the situation and was encouraging to the American people. And that's what you need when these kinds of things break out anyway. And we're going to get through this. It's not as bad as I think some circles are portraying it, but we cannot treat it lightly either. But I do think that there is some overreaction, closing down just about all events, all of the parades, all of the everything, the NBA. I think you can go too far in these situations, and that could have a bad effect on our economy. If you shut down corporate meetings now, I see all over the country, things of that nature. Google's 120,000 employees all work remotely
from home.
That will have an impact on the economy if it goes on for a long time.
Well, here's something that also will have an impact. The payroll tax, by removing the payroll tax from small businesses, that will put another $300 billion into play into the economy to be spent.
That's one of the most important things that needs to be done. Unfortunately, people like Lindsey Graham and most Democrats are against it, I guess because it would be a benefit for the economy.
Well, it's because there will be no contributions into Social Security. Not that it matters anyway, because it's under the eight ball and going backwards, as we all know.
Yeah, they've been robbing Social Security anyway. And like I said, when it comes to helping directly the American people, they seem to, you know, get something stuck up their backsides, and they just have a hard time just, oh, okay, let's do it. The sales taxes is something that should be gotten rid of anyway.
It's a payroll tax, not sales tax.
The payroll tax.
Yeah.
Sales tax are a good thing, but I think the payroll tax, I'm sorry, I just misspoke. The payroll tax should be gotten rid of.
Should also know that the United States Army did sign an agreement yesterday with a laboratory who has got the coronavirus vaccine right now, and they're going to start issuing it and testing it with some of the military men and women, which is not unusual, before it goes out probably for consumption on the public market. So there'll be some of that going on in the Army right now, which is, I'm not surprised to hear that. And you mentioned Israel. Of course, they're leading the way with their development there, too. But there's another company that wanted to petition the CDC. We heard about it when the president had his press conference there with that committee that he's got yesterday, that they are going to present their findings to the CDC to get their vaccine moving. So that's three separate ones that I know of right now.
And that's good. Hopefully that, if these are good vaccines, that the governmental, the CDC won't be dragging their feet. And because, for some reason, even when we have good medicines or vaccines or whatever, the CDC and other elements of the government seems to drag their feet on this and makes it, up to a year sometimes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. With Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Flavin' Edwards Notebook, when you come back, be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. In this time of manufactured crisis called coronavirus, this is a time when our American metal is being challenged. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It is now a time when political rifts and public divisions should be giving way to calls of unity to defeat the greater enemy. Unfortunately, the Democrat Party has officially devolved into an enemy from within that is only engaged in their hate-filled war against we the people and our president, who want to see our republic fully formed into the greatness of a constitutionally limited form of government originally envisioned by the Founding Fathers, where real opportunities open up tremendous possibilities, including solutions to coronavirus, which is suspected to have been developed in a Chinese laboratory. So rather than join in the fight against this madness, Democrats are hoping this will be the crisis that crushes President Trump's chance of being reelected. Despite all this, the president has been showing great leadership, and I believe will not need the Democrats, just like he did not need them to help turn around our economy. But this shall pass. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, and the three Moss Nissan dealerships, the Moss Acura dealership, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership. Now, you want to check them out because they've got hundreds of clean, pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. And you'll also get great peace of mind because every vehicle comes with not only Moss care for the life of the vehicle, but also lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotations, and special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and much more. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, Homosassa Springs, and the all-new Moss Family Automotive Nissan and Acura dealers at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Hey, Ron.
Hey there.
We got a caller on the line. It's Catwoman and Road Dog, and they're on the road right there around San Antonio. Hey there, Catwoman. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. What's on your mind, Catwoman?
I was just going to give you a little bit of update on the trucking industry and the supply lines moving. I don't know if you caught the article, but the ports out in California, they've been laying off a lot of drivers because of lack of containers coming into the country.
I did.
Okay. And also in our industry, we've been running into a lot of drivers having to check in different ways and wear masks and fill out a lot of paperwork to get in because, you know, we travel from all over the country, drivers from all over, so we're, to them, we're considered a walking petri dish.
Sure.
And they're taking a lot of precautions. Now, Subaru hasn't done anything yet, but we have very little contact with anyone at the plant other than the person at the guard gate that switched papers out. With Toyota, they're taking a little bit more strategic things there. The drivers are restricted on getting out now. They have to wear masks when they go in and go out anywhere on the property and fill out a document of, you know, where they've been and everything like that. But our company hasn't had anything for us yet, but they've already instructed their dispatchers that there's a chance to be working from home. If they feel at least sick, don't come in, obviously. But as far as us drivers, nothing's changed as of yet, but the rumor is going on that that there's going to be, if it increases on it, that we might be running into problems on getting certain items to certain states or cities.
Because of where it came from, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, they've already put notices out for high theft cargo. It's actually changed from high theft from, like, liquor to, like, medical supplies, paper products and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That they're shipping them high security now. Just for that reason.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, I'm sorry, I don't want to keep it, I know Mr. Edwards needs to get on there, but if there's anything different, I'll let you know. It's just changing every day for us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the update, Catwoman.
Have a good morning.
All righty, and that's Catwoman and Road Dog. Now, Ron, we've got another caller, and this is going to be a question, so are you ready?
I guess so.
Backgammon Bob, Mr. Question of the Morning, what is it?
Hello, Ron Edwards, Ron the Voice Edwards. Anyway,
good morning.
Wanted to wonder what we could start testing coronaviruses on these elderly 65 plus, as they would probably be the most at risk and would probably volunteer. And we need to get the vaccine as soon as possible and be innovative on the protocols of testing. All right, that's it. Bye.
Well, it's funny he brings that up, Ron, because yesterday I went to three different doctors for three different reasons, and one of the doctors, that's exactly what they were doing, was lining up people. They had actually put an ad in a paper for people to test, and they were only taking 24 people. They had 10,000 people sign up.
I think that's a very good idea to do this. I forget who it was who mentioned yesterday start testing these new vaccines with the elderly, since they are the most vulnerable right now to the disease. And I think that's a very good idea, since we bring it forth and since we can get it tested on them, because if it works, I mean, you know, it's right there for them.
Right. And again, I have the president right here, and I think what I'm going to do right now is play just a little bit of the president. We'll give everybody about a minute of what the president had to say here.
Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials, who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home.
Now, that's all pretty basic stuff. And by the way, you don't need to run out and get the antibacterial hand disinfectant and all that sort of stuff. You can spend about 20 seconds. And by the way, they used to say whistle or sing the song, take me out to the ball game and wash your hands with warm water, with soap and water, and that takes care of it.
Yeah, just use common sense and just wash your hands, wash often. And when you go out, people, when you're out in public and you have to use the restroom, please wash your hands. When I was in Nashville recently, I saw people, you know, you go to the restroom and then you see people just walk straight out. I'm like, that just freaked me out. You know, some of us, we all wash our hands and everything, and then you see people just walking out. They don't care, I guess, about hygiene and about the possibility of spreading diseases. And, it's a shame that the President of the United States has to tell people, hey, you need to wash your hands. But people have to be reminded, the adults. And so sometimes the simplest things are the most effective things when it comes to the spread of disease. And another thing about the spread of disease, we've got to stop allowing Chinese nationals. I've read that hundreds have been coming through our border since the president stopped, Chinese from flying into our country. But people with diseases are still slipping through the cracks.
Some of them are coming down across the border through Canada.
Yeah, well, border, whichever border, they've been coming in. And mm-hmm. You've got to stop that stuff. Closing borders, I know the Democrats don't like that, but we've got to close our borders. And it works. It works for Russia, and it works wherever in the world where people have shut their nations have shut their borders. They have a lesser spread of this silly disease.
Unless you're in Germany, and I feel sorry for our friend Maria in Germany. They say 70% of the people in Germany could come down with this virus.
Yeah, but they've let in so many millions of.
They've let them all in. They've got no way.
So it's already there. So they're locked in with it. So that's what happens when you have open borders. It's an asinine action or inaction, and you set your country up for what's going on in Germany.
By the way, if you come down with this and you've got health insurance or you've got even Medicare or Medicaid, the president worked out a deal, or the administration worked out a deal with the health insurance industry to eliminate the copays for the treatment and to prevent any type of surprise billing. So that's a very good thing, thank goodness.
Yeah. Our president is really, really thinking about the American people. He's doing a great job, in my opinion. And we, like I said, Captain, we're going to get through this and we'll be fine.
All right. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. You have yourself a great day.
All right. You too. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Already got a question here for Bo from Al in Nebraska. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged once again over 1,400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, and welcome back. Back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and before we get to Bo, I got to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one campus in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of Tampa Bay. And good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
Now, how's everything going on your end of the spectrum?
Everything's going well at National Aviation Academy. You know, we're, obviously the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus has got everybody, all concerned, but, you know, we're taking those steps, telling our students to practice good, our students and staff practice good personal hygiene.
Sure.
And, we're still open for business as usual.
Again, The song that you need to put in your head if you don't do anything else, and there's a lot of baseball fans out there, just sing or whistle to yourself, "Take me out to the ball game," where you got the water turned on lukewarm with the soap and water. Wash your hands thoroughly. When you get done with the song, rinse them off, dry your hands.
Yeah.
And you don't need any of this other stuff.
You know, you know, personal hygiene is a relative thing, but everybody needs to take responsibility for their own personal health. And, you know, wash your hands, you know, practice good personal hygiene, you know, be respectful of other people and have some common courtesy. If you're not feeling well, you know, we've sent the message to all our students. If you're not feeling well, communicate that with us, you know, because, you know, right off the bat, the nature of our program, you know, we can't afford for any students nor staff to really get sick at any time, you know, regardless of what's going on in the world right now or if it's just a common cold. So, you know, expressing to them to make sure they take responsibility for their own personal well-being and health and communicate with us if they're not feeling well. You know, that way they can go home, they can do what they need to do, make sure that they have the opportunity to get better, and we're going to continue to operate as business as normal, you know, and we have no plans to adjust or modify any schedule right now. Everything's going well at National Aviation Academy.
Now, we've got a question here from Allen, Nebraska, and he wants to know if there are any employers that would pay for a person to go to National Aviation Academy if an agreement was made, a signed agreement between them and the company they were going to go to work for, to come to work for them.
It's not uncommon in the aviation business that certain aviation companies or aviation companies in general may get in that kind of relationship with an employee. However, I do not have any names of employers that will do that arbitrarily. That is something that's usually negotiated between the employee and the employer. But, you know, that's, you know, not beyond the possibility. You know, we've had certain students that come through our program that are working for companies that do tuition assistance while they're enrolled in school, be it National Aviation Academy or any other school that they want to go to. So, you know, there are things out there, there are employers out there that will help with that tuition cost.
So then this person should probably contact, like, an airline, like just to mention one, American or something like that, or even a facility where they wanted to go to work.
Possibly. You know, I would say probably find the company that you're going to go to work at, and when you're going through the employment process, ask them about tuition assistance. You know, what do they pay for? Do they have a tuition assistance program? And, you know, negotiate that into your employment package when you get there. You know, National Aviation Academy can't say, oh, yeah, go see this employer. You know, they'll do this for you. You know, that's not the area of business that we're in. But, you know, by all means, if you can get on with an employer that's going to assist with tuition payments for you to go to school, you know, it's a great thing.
Now, the nice thing about the National Aviation Academy is that when you do go to school there, and you do, if you're a veteran, you go through the VA, so you're
right,
bill your school benefits. If you go as a private individual, there is funding.
Federal student aid system.
Yep, and that's not that difficult to get. Obviously, I believe you have to have a credit check done. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on the financial aid side. I'm sure there's some sort of credit requirements for certain types of loans. But again, National Aviation Academy, we have a financial aid department that can help assist you get through that process. So if you have any questions like that, by all means, call National Aviation Academy, speak to one of our financial aid representatives, and they can assist you getting through that process. You know, the veterans, we have a certifying official for veterans funds in our financial aid department, and then they'll assist the veterans with that process.
And that number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080 for the National Aviation Academy. And make sure you tell them you want to take the tour, too, when you call up, right? You want to go
see them? Yeah, absolutely. Like we've always talked about, you know, the best way to make sure that you're the right fit for the school, and most importantly, the school is the right fit for you, is to come in and actually see National Aviation Academy, walk through the school, check it out, make sure it is a good fit for you, you know, and you understand what you're getting into.
Okay, and here's a statement from James in Clearwater, one of our listeners. He said he knows of a graduate of your academy, National Aviation Academy, who traded mechanic work for flight instruction time. He eventually wound up with a twin-engine commercial license. How many of your graduates go this route?
I have heard that a few of our graduates go that direction. You know, there are, like I said, there are companies out there that do things like that. And if you have a bigger goal, let's say you want to become a pilot, you know, that is a possibility to go to work for a company that will assist you in getting through your pilot training as you're working there as a mechanic. You know, so that is absolutely a possibility. I can't tell you how many of our students actually do that, because once they leave the building and they go to work, you know, obviously it's difficult for us to keep track of them. You know, some of them come in and tell us their story. You know, we like that, you know. So any of our graduates that are out there listening, if you're in the local area around one of our campuses, you want to come in and share your story of success in the industry, by all means, get in contact with us. We'd love to have you back in the campus.
And we just had a message sent to us from Wyoming, one of our listeners up there. The first case of coronavirus has now hit Wyoming.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, again, the whole coronavirus thing, obviously the United States has taken steps to kind of control this. You know, National Aviation Academy, like I said, we have a plan to operate. I mean, obviously the aviation industry is feeling the effects of this. You know, the major air carriers are grounding some flights. You know, we got some flight restrictions going on. But the one positive thing for the aviation business is the price of oil is low.
Gasoline without the tax, Bo, today is $1.11 without the tax.
Absolutely. You know, when the price of oil gets low, these airlines, I'm probably 100% positive they're making plans to buy fuel right now. And, you know, when this all comes out and this all gets better, you know, the aviation industry will pick right back up. You know, hopefully airline tickets are nice and cheap after this. And so travel will pick back up. Everybody will be employed. Maintenance will get done on the aircraft. So, you know, everything's going well, you know, as well as it could be going.
Now, we have another question here from D. And Dee wants to know, what's the vetting process? Do you get any people that come in from overseas that try to sneak in? Bad guys, a.k.a. bad guys.
Yeah, so international students, you know, we do enroll in international students from time to time. But the, you know, obviously the visa process to get into the United States is very stringent, you know, I should say, you know, depending on what country they're coming from, you know, there is a background check, there's an entire visa process. So National Aviation Academy does not go out and hunt individuals. They actually have to go through the visa process to get into this country. You know, obviously there are certain restrictions that international students have. So, you know, the visa process is in place. If they can get through the visa process, you know, National Aviation Academy has a place for them.
And there was a PS to this. Says, Captain, I live in Venice, and that's where the bad guys learned how to fly. That's true. That is where they learn how to fly. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy and a beach and boating forecast in the middle right when we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. 877-969-8600 if you've got a question for Bo. 877-969-8600.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Board forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today is going to be another one of those picture postcard days. The high's up in the 80s. The winds start out this morning out of the east-southeast. They'll stay that way this morning. A breeze is about 5 to 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, we'll have a light sea breeze. Things will calm down a little bit. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Partly sunny most of the day. Gulf water temperature 66, bay water temperature 69. Our high tide came at 4:49 a.m. Our low tide came at 10, it's coming at 2:42 a.m. So that's what it looks like for the tides. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story, folks, because 4 years ago, they had 10 locations here in Tampa Bay. They're now up to 30, and they got more coming. Plus, they had 100 boats 4 years ago. And now they're up to 500 boats in 4 years of amazing growth. How'd they do it, you say? Well, simple. They're amazing people and they're fantastic service. That's how. Now, there's a Freedom Boat Club location within the sound of my voice because they've got 213 locations across the country. Just go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more about the Freedom Boat Club. Now, active duty military, veterans, current and retired first responders, teachers, plus members of the medical profession all get discounts on their membership. And don't forget, you can also give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you to find out more about the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, the no-hassle way to go boating. 855-FREEDOM or freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. And we are joined again by Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how you doing?
How long does it take to become an aviation maintenance tech?
When you come to National Aviation Academy, you know, we have two programs here at our Clearwater campus. We've got a 14-month, 2,000-hour program, and we got a 21-month, 3,000-hour program. And at our campus up in Massachusetts, we have the 2,000-hour, 14-month program up there. So depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking to come in and just get your airframe power plant certification, you know, that's our 14-month, 2,000-hour program. If you want your airframe power plant certification along with five industry recognized credentials, then you're going to go to our 21-month program, which consists of an extra 7 months of advanced aircraft systems. You know, it's going to get more into the actual systems and components on the aircraft above and beyond what the Federal Aviation Administration requires us to teach.
Now, I got a question here from somebody that's thinking about going to work for a smaller airport with smaller planes, like private planes, single engines and whatnot. Do those planes have to be inspected yearly or at a specific number of hours, and do you think there'd be enough work at a smaller airport for an aviation maintenance tech?
Yeah. On the smaller aircraft, let's say private owners, piston-type aircraft, you know, there are required inspections that they have to do, you know, calendar and scheduled inspections. And, you know, that's really where an individual with an airframe power plant license, you know, if you start working on those type of airplanes, then you're going to do a lot of work under your license, your certificate. And then a lot of those individuals also continue on to get what's called an inspection authorization certification from the Federal Aviation Administration. So there is work there. Now, depending on the area that you're in, depends on how much work is available in that sector of aviation. So if you're in an area that, let's say you're in a fly-in community that has its own airfield, and you know they have a private airfield, they got a lot of people that have their airplanes at their homes, and they have hangars on that airfield, you know, there's probably an opportunity there for you. If you're somewhere where it's just mainly commercial traffic, commercial airliners, you know, then there may not be that much opportunity for you. So, you know, do your research, go online, check it out, you know, talk to people that are in the industry. That's the best thing to do. Talk to people that are in the industry that you want to get into, whatever sector that is.
So, Bo, what's the average rate of pay someone can expect maybe the first year? Is it pretty much compartel, or is there a number you can toss out there?
The average median income, I think, based from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is somewhere around right around $55,000 to $60,000. I don't have that exact figure, you know, but that's average median.
But it leans income more to the right side of the 55 towards 60,
sure.
Correct?
Okay. Sure. I believe so. You know, again, you can go online, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and you find all that information. If you're having difficulty, go to our website. You know, we have all those statistics published, or links to where you can get to where those statistics are at. You know, because we are a regulated, we're authorized to teach under Part 147, and you know, the Department of Education, you know, we have to have this information available for people to do that research. So go to our website. There will be links there, or the information will be there, you know, the most current information. So please go look at it.
And the best way to do that is, again, if you got a company that is thinking about hiring you, see what it is that they're going to pay you to start with, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you're in the employment process, when you're in that interview process, you know, that's where, you know, you want to ask all those questions. You want to make that deal for compensation right up front in the interview process. Understand what you're getting into. Understand what the employer is asking you. Understand what you expect from the employer also. Mm-hmm. You know, so have those negotiations right up front.
Okay, and here's a question from Mel up in Saratoga Springs. He says, what does Bo know about the fringe benefits like travel benefits that airlines have for their technicians?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on the airline or the company that you work for, you know, you can get free flights. You can get, you know, so those travel benefits are going to differ from airline to airline. So when you're in the employment process.
They used to fly in the back of a plane. I don't know if they do that anymore.
It's space available flights. Obviously, if you're an active employee, you're at the higher end of that space available as you retire. You know, let's say you're working for an airline that has an agreement with another airline that, you know, that you can fly on. So there's so many different benefits out there. The compensation packages are very, very competitive in the aviation business, especially among the major air carriers that are out there.
Now, if the payroll tax gets reduced, and we understand there'll be $300 billion more put in the economy for the end of the year, the president wants to reduce that tax, get rid of it for till the end of the year. What do you think that'll do for the airline industry? Will people travel a little bit more?
Right now it's hard to say because I think, you know, there's a little bit of fear going on in the country right now with the whole COVID-19 thing. You know, I really don't see the problem with people traveling. You know, be respectful of one another, common courtesy. If the payroll tax got reduced, I mean, obviously that would help a lot of people out in the country. But then again, I'm not 100% sure how that all is going to work out.
So, Bo, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and National Aviation and why they want to come see you.
Sure, absolutely. You know, go online, visit us at naa.edu. You know, call the 1-800 number, ask for me. You know, if you don't know who to ask for, you don't know what you really want to talk about, you can ask for me. If I'm in my office, I'll absolutely pick up the phone and talk to you. You know, but go online, naa.edu, check us out, you know, schedule a tour, try to come into one of our campuses, make sure we're the right fit for you. You know, that is the most important thing when you're looking at a school. Make sure the school is going to train you in what you really want to do, and make sure the school is the right fit for you, you know, to get done what your ultimate goal is.
All right, well, Bo, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, and folks, I got to tell you that this final 60 seconds brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, of course, spelled DOMENICK apostrophe S, are located down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, that's a big deal in the blinds industry, believe me when I tell you. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They don't just sell you the blinds and then say, see ya. They'll take care of it. They'll fix it. They'll install them. They'll do whatever. So give them a call at 941-922-2345 to ask more. And stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out in the street, wave at it. That's going to be Kevin. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Alrighty, the end of another great day. Here in the Captain's America Third Watch, keep your eyes on the market. Everything's in the red right now. Looks like it's going to be a rocky road through the rest of the day. But take care, everybody. Be safe, and keep your chin up. It's going to get better. Going to get better. I'll see you all tonight. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. I am the Captain. Have a great day. Stay safe. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.